श्री एक चक्र धाम for the most merciful incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the personification of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's unlimited mercy to the most fallen souls, Lord Sri Nityananda Prabhu appeared within this world. Today is a very auspicious day. It is the day of the appearance of Jamuna. And it is on this day, it is especially very, very fruitful to our bhakti to reverentially bathe in the holy river Jamuna. It is described in Puranas that Jamuna Devi is the sister of Yamaraj. And once Jamuna Devi visited her brother's home, Yamaloka. And while there, she heard so many people crying in terrible distress, suffering piteously. And she asked her brother Yamaraj, "What is this?" He said, "In this material world, due to people's sinful karmas, I must punish them and bring them to my abode and make them suffer like this." So she felt such deep compassion for all these souls that she prayed to her brother Yamaraj for a benediction, that anyone who sincerely bathes in my river, that you will never come to take them away. And that anyone who sincerely bathes with my river, they will get Krishna Bhakti. By Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, who was Lord Balaram himself. And you know the story of Balaram and Jamuna. When Lord Balaram visited Vrindavan at a place called Ram Ghat, he was performing Ras Lila with his gopis, and Varuni, who was his consort, actually manifested herself as a intoxicating beverage that was flowing from trees. And Balaramji and gopis were drinking this. And this was not an intoxicant like in this world. It was something that simply was increasing their ecstatic spiritual ras with each other. So Balaram's eyes were rolling as he was dancing and singing with gopis, and he ordered Jamuna to change her course and come to where he was standing. But Jamuna did not take him seriously. But he took her not taking him seriously very seriously. So he picked up his plow and he said, "You wretched river, you are not following my command. I will cut you into so many little pieces." And he started to slice the Jamuna into little streams. And at that time, Jamuna Devi came forward, and with folded hands, she surrendered to Lord Balaramji. And in this way, Jamuna showed her great devotion to Lord Balaram. The origin of Jamuna in the spiritual world of Goloka is the Gopi Vishakha Devi. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram, when he appeared here in Ekachakra, he wanted the Jamuna to come here. So do you think the Jamuna would not come here? So the Jamuna came here. And this Jamuna is every bit as much the Jamuna, with all the benefits, as bathing in Jamuna in Sri Vrindavan Dham, with the special feature that it is the place that Lord Nityananda Prabhu would daily take his bath, and it is the place that he discovered his own worshipable deity, Bankim Rai, which we will discuss later. So today is the appearance day of Sri Jamuna Devi. We will begin our yatra by all taking bath in the holy river Jamuna. Under the shade of this beautiful banyan tree, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his friends would come to rest. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, in his childhood Leela, performed so many wonderful pastimes with the other children of Ekada Chakra, sometimes performing reenactments of Krishna's Leela, Ram's Leela, and the Leela of other avatars. Sometimes they would herd the cows and the calves through these glorious fields and pastures of Ekada Chakra. And this was one of the favorite places they would come to rest under the shade of this holy tree, which is called Vishramtal. There's another story that took place here when Lord Nityananda Prabhu was 12 years old. One traveling sannyasi requested from his father, Hadai Pandit, that Nitai travel with him on pilgrimage to the various holy places. Hadai Pandit felt that it was his religious duty to maintain his word to this sannyasi and to give his very life in charity. His life was Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This story we'll describe a little later. However, at that time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu was walking out of the house of Hadai Pandit with the sannyasi in the morning, and they stopped under this tree, Vishramtal, because Lord Nityananda Prabhu did not want to leave without the blessings of his mother, Padmavati. He received the blessings of his father. When Padmavati understood that this fateful event was taking place, she came running to this place, weeping and crying out the names of Nitai. And as she was crying out, the hearts of Lord Nityananda and the sannyasi naturally became very soft to hear the loud crying of the devotees of his holy name. She was crying out, Nitai, Nitai!
Nitai, Nitai!
Nitai, Nitai!
Nitai, Nitai!
Nitai! And she looked toward the sannyasi and said, please, O Swamiji, do not take my child from me. He is my life. Nityananda Prabhu looked toward the sannyasi, and the sannyasi took from his bag a beautiful, beautiful deity of Lord Krishna. And he gave this deity to Padmavati. He said, the name of this deity is Muralidhar, and this deity will fulfill all your desires. In fact, when you look at this deity, you will see your own son, Nityananda. Sitting under this tree, Vishramtal, Padmavati looked in the face of the deity, and her beloved son, Nityananda Prabhu's face, appeared in the face of the deity. And her heart was satisfied, and she gave her blessings for Nityananda Prabhu to leave. But then after he left, then she realized what she had just done. This is a very, very sacred place, Vishramtal. And here we should pray at the lotus feet of this sacred tree. And we should pray at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu to bestow his causeless mercy upon us. It is very important coming to this holy place of Ekada Chakra Gram, because Lord Nityananda Prabhu can remove all obstacles from our spiritual path. Because we are so full of impious deeds and so many unclean thoughts and so many sins of the past. But Nityananda Prabhu, he has descended in this age of Kali Yuga to remove the sins, to forgive all the past misdeeds of anyone who sincerely approaches him with faith. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, we can approach Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is no other way. And by the mercy of Gaur Nitai, in this age of Kali Yuga, it becomes very simple and clear to enter into the divine service of Radha Govinda of Vrindavan. Ekachakra Gram is such a very, very sacred and special place. And it is so rare of a fortune to have been given the great blessing of coming here. So while we are here in Ekachakra Gram, let us be in a very blissful but in a very prayerful state of mind, begging Lord Nityananda Prabhu for his great mercy, understanding that his mercy is our only hope. Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. Guru Tattva is coming through Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And it is the causeless mercy of Guru and the causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, whose mercy is coming through all Gurus, that we have all been given the chance to chant the holy names of Krishna and engage in the process of pure bhakti. So let us, during this wonderful, wonderful yatra in Ekachakra Gram, take every moment as the most precious jewel in all of existence. And the sun is setting very quickly, so this is actually auspicious in that we have to really, really cherish every moment, because there are not very many moments until we have to go. And how do we do that? By praying, by begging for mercy, by hearing attentively, and by humbly and sincerely crying out the holy names of Gaur Nitai and the Hare Krishna Maha.
Hare Krishna! 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 Krishna!
So I'd like to speak briefly about the great significance of Sri Ekachakra Dham to all of us. There is a beautiful story about Janavadevi. Janavadevi is Revati, the consort of Lord Balaram, who appeared as the consort of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. She is the daughter of Suryadas Sarakela from Ambika Kalna. And her sister is Vishuddha. They both married Lord Nityananda Prabhu and then resided in a very holy place called Kardaha. After Nityananda Prabhu disappeared from this world, Janavadevi was the presiding senior acharya of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas throughout the world. One time, Janavadevi decided to come to Ekachakra to worship her beloved Lord and Master, Nityananda Prabhu, who she so dearly worshipped in the mood of ecstatic separation. With her she brought Narottam Das Thakur, Ramchandra Kaviraj, and a large group of very, very elevated pure devotees. Veerbhadra Acharya, her divine son, also came. As they were approaching Ekachakra Dham, they were walking on a pathway which was shaded by many, many peepal trees. And it was such a beautiful scene. Their hearts were anticipating with so much ecstasy that they were coming to the birthplace of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, their worshipable master. As they were approaching, so much happiness was filling their hearts. At that time, they saw a very, very old Brahmin who was walking very slowly with a stick. He was walking in their direction. And he stood for a moment under a tree
And he was wondering, who are all of these great Vaishnavas that are coming? When the devotees saw him, they asked him, please sit under the tree and relax. And then they all offer their obeisances to this old Brahmin. They very politely inquired from him, how is it that Ekachakra, which is known to be a village of such great opulence and majesty, why does it appear to be in ruins? And the old Brahmin began to narrate his story. He said, Ekachakra is a very, very ancient sacred place. 5,000 years ago approximately, before the coming of Kali Yuga, the Pandavas lived in this city. The Pandavas lived in this village, and it is here they killed so many great Rakshasas like Bakasura and performed such beautiful pastimes. He explained that Ekachakra was a place that was very rich. There were mostly Brahmins living here, and they were very learned and very, very devoted to the Supreme Lord. In fact, Ekachakra at one time had so many famous temples. But now, most of those temples are gone. And most of those deities are somewhere beneath the river. He said at one time, Mureshwar River, which is later called Jamuna, it was very wide, with crystal clear water flowing, and beautiful, beautiful trees, and wonderful birds singing always. Ekachakra was the spiritual world. In fact, there were so many scholars and so many great devotees living here, and one of them was a very, very respected astrologer. And by his calculation, he declared to everyone that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Balaram, will appear in this place of Ekachakra. But that astrologer said, I am so unfortunate that I will not live to see this glorious moment. The most respected of all the Brahmins was given the title Oja. He was married to a very chaste and faithful wife. They were very charitable, very, very great devotees of the Lord. They especially worshipped that deity of Mureshwar Mahadev. Again and again they would have children, but just after birth their children would die. But through their great devotion to the Lord, they finally had a son. This son, born here in Ekachakra, was full of all good qualities. He was very much the attraction of everyone in Ekachakra. But by astrological calculation, his father, Oja, could understand that his son would die of terrible sorrow. So he was filled with both happiness and misery by having this boy. After some time, when the child grew older, he married him to a very, very beautiful and faithful lady from a nearby village of the name Padmavati. Just after the marriage, Oja and his wife disappeared from this world. This boy became such a great scholar that he was given the title Hadai Pandit. And Hadai Pandit and his wife Padmavati were teachers of the scriptures, and they were famous throughout Ekachakra for their great devotion to Lord Krishna and their very, very pure and charitable natures. Due to their pure unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and their prayers, the Supreme Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared within the womb of Padmavati. And when he took his birth at the place Garbhavas, there was great rejoicing. It is explained at that time flowers from the sky began to fall on Ekachakra. This was the demigods worshipping the descent of their worshipful Lord of Balaram. Previously, for many years, there was drought, famine, and all kinds of sufferings in Ekachakra. But as soon as this child was born, the whole area of Radha Desh, wonderful rains began to fall from the sky. Everything became supremely auspicious, and everyone was joyful. This child was so beautiful that everyone would come and their hearts would melt just by seeing him. He appeared to be a doll made out of golden butter. He had beautiful lotus eyes and a resplendently golden complexion, and whoever he even glanced at would become filled with bliss. As the child began to grow little, they had a name-giving ceremony, and some named the child Rama and some Nityananda. And as he began to crawl, people affectionately called him Nitai. Hadai Pandit was so pleased with love for his child that he would perform so many devotional activities and give so much charity to so many people just to bring about auspiciousness to his child. Please note that Hadai Pandit was a great devotee. Whatever good things he did was never for his own benefit. It was always for the pleasure and for the welfare of his beloved son. Padmavati Mataji, she would hold her baby, Nitai, in her arms, and she would feel so much love of ecstasy that she just never ever wanted to put him down. And Hadai Pandit, he couldn't live without the sight of Nityananda Prabhu. Wherever he went, he just wanted to take little Nitai with him. As Nitai began to walk, it was so beautiful, so charming. Hadai Pandit would take him to the marketplace. He would take him to his paddy fields to look at how everything was growing. He would hold him in his arms. He would hold him by his hand. And if somehow or other Nitai was out of his sight, just the blinking of his eyes in separation seemed like years, and he would become completely in anxiety. Where is Nitai? Where is he? Who can understand the love and the attachment of Padmavati and Hadai Pandit for Sri Nityananda Prabhu? When Nitai was just a little boy, he started to learn the scriptures from his father, because his father was a teacher. Just where we were is Hadai Pandit's house. That's where Lord Nityananda would crawl. That's where he would take the milk from the breast of his mother. That's where he would charm everyone's hearts. The whole of Ekachakra was just crowding around Hadai Pandit and Padmavati's house to see the charming boy, Nitai. He learned the scriptures very quickly, had deep comprehension. But when he was just a little child, practically the only thing he liked to do was play with his friends. Narahari Chakravarti in Bhakti Ratnakar explains how Padmavati loved her Nitai so much she never wanted him to leave the house. So she would say, "Please play." And he said, "But I have no friends to play with." So Padmavati was thinking, "For the pleasure of my son, I have to let him leave the house." This was a great sacrifice for her. So he began to play with his friends. But each and every one of his games were simply enactments of Krishna's pastimes. How wonderful. Nityananda Prabhu would write the scripts, he would arrange the costumes, he would produce, he would direct, and he would be the leading actor of all these beautiful dramatic performances. One time, Nityananda Prabhu gathered his friends in the middle of the night and took them to a secluded room. And he made all the costumes and arrangements for all the friends. And right at midnight, he performed the wonderful pastime of the advent of Lord Krishna. He also had a friend carry Krishna across Jamuna to bring him from Mathura to Gokul. And he would enact the wonderful ceremony of Nandotsava. He would dress one child up as Putana, and usually he would play Krishna, and he would kill Putana, and he killed Aghasura and Vakasura. One time, in a Tal forest here in Ekachakra, they performed a wonderful pastime of killing Denukasura and then enjoying all of the Tal fruits. Another time here in Ekachakra Gram, Lord Nityananda Prabhu performed a wonderful pastime of dancing on the hoods of Kaliya in the Padmavati Lake with the leaves and the branches from the tree here of Bakulatal. Another time performed the wonderful leela of the lifting of Govardhan Hill. And on one occasion they performed the drama of Akrura coming to take Krishna from Vrindavan. And Nityananda Prabhu played one of the gopis. And as Krishna was leaving Vrindavan with Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu began to weep and to cry uncontrollably. Rivers of tears were flowing from his eyes. He was rolling on the ground, weeping and crying. And the parents, when they saw him, they were struck with wonder. They were wondering, this child, he has never heard these pastimes so well. Nobody is teaching him these things. How does he know them so perfectly? And they asked him, and he replied with a charming smile, "These are my pastimes." But no one could understand, because they were covered by his Yogamaya potency. Here in Ekachakra Gram, Nityananda Prabhu would play with his friends, and his little friends, they could not give up his association. Sometimes in the moods of cowherd boys, they would just go out throughout the day herding cows and playing the same games that Krishna and the gopas would play with Balaram. And they would dance and sing, and they would play on flutes and blow on buffalo horns. Sometimes they would break into the house of the people of Ekachakra and they would steal their butter and yogurt and ghee, just as the child Gopal had done in Gokul along with Balaram. And sometimes they would play their games throughout the entire night and all day long. And the parents, they never became angry, because they loved Lord Nityananda so much. In fact, they loved him more than they love their own children. even though he kept their children away from them, they would decorate their children very, very carefully just so that they can give more pleasure to Nityananda Prabhu in their games. And they would use this as a great excuse that our children are late. They didn't go to get their children. They went just to see the beautiful dramas that Nityananda Prabhu performing. And when they would see Nitai, they would just embrace him, and tears of love would fall from their eyes. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai! Sometimes Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his friends would play the pastimes of Vamanadev, of Narasimhadev, and especially the pastimes of Lord Ram. Lord Nityananda Prabhu would play the part of Lakshman. Sometimes they would dress themselves up as monkeys and build bridge across the ocean. And sometimes they would play the war between Ravana and Ram. And at one time, Nitai, in the role of Lakshman, challenged Ravana to a fight, calling him a worthless dog who has stole Sita from Ram. And Ravana, he declared, "Today I will take your life." And the child that was playing Ravana took a lotus flower, which was to be used in place of the Shaktishila, and he threw it at Lakshman, and it hit him in the chest. And Nitai, in the role of Lakshman, fell to the ground, and there was no symptoms of life in his body. And the children began to weep and to cry. And soon the parents came, and Padmavati and Hadai Pandit came, and they were all weeping and crying in great distress. They didn't know what to do. There was no way they could bring Nitai back to consciousness. But one of the people gathered there said that, "Actually, do you not remember the time when they enacted the scene of Ram leaving for the forest, how he played Dasarat and fell to the ground unconscious? I think that if Hanuman brings the precious herb from the mountain of Himalayas, then he will come back to consciousness." Then the children remembered, "Yes, Nitai told us like this. If I fall unconscious, first you gather around me and cry. Then Hanuman, get the mountain and bring the herb back to me." So then the little child playing Hanuman began to run. And he ran to where Padmavati Lake was. And there a little boy playing a role of a Rakshasa came out and said, "I challenge you to fight with me." And Hanuman fought with him. And another child came out in the form of a crocodile and started trying to drag him into the lake. And Hanuman fought with him. And Hanuman was defeating all these little children playing as Rakshasas. And ultimately he came to the Gandhamanana mountain, and he brought it back and took an herb out of the mountain and placed it at Lakshman's nose. And then Nityananda Prabhu came back to consciousness. Nityananda Prabhu ki jai! And everyone was astonished. And Hadai Pandit and Padmavati just began to embrace their child with such love and such affection. So in this way, Lord Nityananda Prabhu performed his wonderful childhood pastimes here in Eka Chakra. There are unlimited such pastimes that took place here. But all of his pastimes were simply enacting the roles of his previous incarnations with his friends. He did not know anything else but that. When he was approximately 12 years old, his parents decided that he should get married. So they contacted the senior Brahmins of Eka Chakra, and they were all looking for a suitable match. In that same year, when Nitai was 12 years old, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Sri Navadvip Dham in Mayapur. And little Nitai, when he understood that the Lord that I have descended to serve has appeared. At the time of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here in Eka Chakra Gram, Lord Nityananda Prabhu began to roar so loud that his voice made the entire universe unconscious. And he was thinking, how is it that I will be able to leave Eka Chakra? Because I descended in this world to assist Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sankirtan mission. How will I ever be able to leave my mother and father? They have so much affection for me. So by his own transcendental potency, a plan was arranged. This old Brahmin was explaining this story to Janava, Narottam Das, Ramchandra, and the other devotees. He said, one day, a sannyasi came to Eka Chakra Gram. He came to the house of Hadai Pandit. Hadai Pandit welcomed him with great love. He offered him sitting place and prasad. And all night long, Hadai Pandit and this sannyasi discussed Krishna Katha. They discussed the wonderful pastimes of teachings of Krishna, and that night appeared to go like a moment. The next morning, Hadai Pandit said to this sannyasi, who was very beautiful and virtuous, he said, is there any possible way I can serve you, I will do. The sannyasi replied, you have given your word. I am all alone, and I want to travel to all the holy places, and I would like your son, Nityananda, to be my brahmachari assistant. When Hadai Pandit heard this, his heart broke into millions of pieces. He was utterly stunned. For Hadai Pandit, even a moment without seeing the beautiful, charming form of Nityananda Prabhu was unbearable. How possibly could he send his little son away? He may never see him again for the rest of his life. You know, a traveling sannyasi 500 years ago, going to various holy places, he has no address. It is not that he has a telephone number where he could call, Nitai, how is your health? Are you eating enough prasad? It isn't that, oh, I will visit you during my holidays. You come and visit me during your holidays. When you're traveling all over to holy places with sannyasi, that means you never know if you will ever see your son again for the rest of your life. He was stunned in an emotional upheaval. But he began to meditate that I gave my word. And to serve a great Vaishnava, a Vishwamitra Muni, to also give him Lord Ram and Lakshman. And even though it was such a heartbreaking, difficult experience, Dasara, just to uphold the religious principle of respecting and honoring the renounced order, he gave his son Ram to Vishwamitra Muni. Thinking in this way, Hadai Pandit went and spoke to his beloved wife, Padmavati. And it was such a shock to her heart, unbearable. But as a faithful wife, she told Hadai Pandit that whatever you decide is my wish. The agony of Hadai Pandit's heart was so extreme. He said, to the sannyasi that, yes, you can take my son. And little Nitai, when he was told by his father to go with this sannyasi to Hadai Pandit's great surprise, Nitai showed no attachment to his home. He was just ready to go in a moment. It was Nityananda Prabhu's plan. This was the way he could best serve his Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As we explained at Vishram Tal, Lord Nityananda Prabhu left with the sannyasi, and they sat under that banyan tree. Because although Hadai Pandit gave his blessings, he wanted the blessings of his mother. Padmavati came running out, "Nitai, Nitai, please do not leave your home." She was weeping and crying and trembling. No words can express her condition. And she begged the sannyasi not to take her son. The sannyasi took out a beautiful deity named Muralidhar and told her, "This deity will fulfill your desires because you will see your son Nitai in this deity." Padmavati looked in the face of the deity of Muralidhar and she saw the beautiful face of Lord Nityananda. And thus she was pacified and she gave her blessings. And Nityananda Prabhu left. But after he walked away with the sannyasi, it struck Hadai Pandit and Padmavati what actually is happening. Nityananda Prabhu is leaving. Our Nitai is going from Eka Chakra. Will he ever return? They began to weep and to cry. In fact, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati fell unconscious in a lifeless state. And when the news spread throughout Eka Chakra that Nitai had left, it was unbearable to anyone. Everyone was weeping and crying and falling unconscious. And some of the residents of Eka Chakra, they ran looking, searching everywhere and anywhere for that sannyasi. Why? One of the residents said, "Nitai, he doesn't even know how to cook. He doesn't even know how to do household cleaning. But my son is an expert cook. And my son knows all the arts of household work and how to serve properly." So he ran to look for that sannyasi, to beg him and plead with him, "Take my son, but do not take Nityananda Prabhu." And then all the fathers of Eka Chakra, they were running and looking for the sannyasi to beg him, "Take my own son, take all my sons, but do not take Nitai." And Nityananda's younger brother, he was weeping and crying, lamenting, "Why did that sannyasi not take me too?" But no one could find the sannyasi. Even though Nityananda Prabhu just left a few minutes before, they were searching and wandering through the fields and through the forests and on all the roads and in the riverbanks to beg him to make some exchange but to not take Nitai away. They could not find them anywhere. Nityananda Prabhu and the sannyasi began their great pilgrimage. Meanwhile, the bold Brahmin told Janavadevi that the people of Eka Chakra, all day long, they were simply gathered around Hadai Pandit and Padmavati to try to bring some relief to them. For 3 months, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati did not eat a grain of food. They could not drink any water. It was only the remembrance of Nityananda Prabhu that was sustaining their bodies. It is explained that Hadai Pandit was weeping and crying 24 hours a day. And how piteous his crying was, that it could melt stone. It could melt even hard, dry wood. That no heart, even the heart of the grossest atheist, would melt upon hearing the weeps and cries of Hadai Pandit in Padmavati. The old Brahmin told Janavadevi that the lamentation of Hadai Pandit cannot be expressed in mortal words. He would simply gaze into the sky and weep and cry, rivers of tears flowing. Constantly the two of them were just chanting the holy names, Nityananda. Throughout the day and throughout the night, sometimes they'd fall unconscious, then they'd come to external consciousness, and they'd just cry out, Nityananda!
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 Hadai Pandit became utterly mad. Sometimes in his madness he would say, Nityananda! It is time to sit on my lap. Come, my child, come, sit on my lap. Let me embrace you. And now, Nityananda, let us go to the bathing ghat together. Let us go to take our baths. Come, Nityananda. And another time he would cry out, Nitai, today we will go to the marketplace, and I will buy you all sorts of playthings and new clothes. Come, Nitai, take my hand. Let us go to the marketplace. Nitai, let us go to the fields. Take my hand. We will go to the fields and we will see how all of our plants are growing so nicely in the service of Krishna. Hadai Pandit was speaking like a man delirious. And at other times, Hadai Pandit would call out to Padmavati, look, on the road, Nitai is returning. Nitai is coming back to Ekachakra. I see him. I see him. He's coming. And the sannyasi, he's bringing him home to us. And then when he would understand that was all his mad wishing and hoping, but Nitai was not on the road. He was not coming. Hadai Pandit would simply fall to the ground and weep. In this way, for many months, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati were immersed in the agony of separation. Just as Dasarat left his body with the holy name of Ram in his mouth, in the same way in separation, Hadai Pandit, as well as Padmavati, they disappeared from this world. They died of the grief of separation and returned to the spiritual world. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai!
After this, the people of Ekachakra had nothing else to live for. The old Brahmin explained to Janavadevi that after Hadai Pandit and Padmavati went back to the spiritual world and Nityananda Prabhu was no longer with them, all the residents of Ekachakra lost all hope of life. They could no longer live here. They could not see all the beautiful places where Nitai would perform his pastimes without Nitai. Gradually all the relatives left to other places. And then all Nitai's friends left for other places. And soon Ekachakra was practically vacant. There was no one living here. The old Brahmin was weeping and crying to remember these stories. He said, I remember one time I was in so much of a miserable state of mind, and I went to the house of Hadai Pandit, and I took little Nityananda, and I embraced him in my arms, and all my distress disappeared. It is only myself and a few other very old residents that remain here. And why do we remain here? Simply to weep and cry in separation from Lord Nityananda. This old Brahmin told Janavadevi, and please understand that this pastime was perhaps 50 years after Lord Nityananda Prabhu left. He said, in this deserted town, everything has become dilapidated. Everything has become ruins because no one remains. But I remain. And each and every day, I go to each of those places where Lord Nityananda Prabhu performed his pastimes. To this Bakulatal, to the Garbhavas, to Padmavati Kund, to Kadamba Kani. And I just meditate, hoping and waiting for Nityananda Prabhu to return. And now I am very old. But due to the cruelty of providence, I am still living. But my only prayer is this, that birth after birth after birth, I may take birth in Ekachakra Gram, and in every birth I will simply hope, against hope, waiting for Lord Nityananda Prabhu to return to Ekachakra Gram. This is my only prayer. When Janavadevi heard this, her and the other devotees began to weep. And the old Brahmin just fell to the ground weeping and crying in the ecstatic love of separation from Lord Nityananda. They asked the Brahmin if he could take them on a parikrama of Ekachakra Gram to show them the holy places where Lord Nityananda Prabhu performed his childhood lila. The Brahmin took Janavadevi to the house of Hadai Pandit. Just a few minutes ago we were sitting at that sacred place where Nityananda Prabhu is eternally enacting his childhood pastimes. When they came before the house, which was actually just ruins due to neglect, it was uninhabited for decades. When they came before that house, the old Brahmin holding his stick, he started weeping and crying so uncontrollably. He was so choked up he could not say a single word without saying anything to anyone. With such a heavy load of lamentation in his heart, he just left them all and went to his home. And Janavadevi and the devotees did not say anything to stop him, because they understood the nature of his love. But then Janavadevi, Narottam Das Thakur, Ramchandra Kaviraj and the others, they entered into the ruins that were once the house of Lord Nityananda. And they began to perform a blissful, ecstatic kirtan of the holy name. Hare Krishna! 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 Janavadevi, as all the devotees were having Harinam Sankirtan in the very home of Nityananda Prabhu, She went to a secluded place. And she began to cry. She lamented. She heard from the old Brahmin the glories of Adai Pandit, the glories of Padmavati, and the glories of their unconditional, pure, selfless love for Lord Nityananda Prabhu. She was thinking, they were my mother-in-law and father-in-law, such devotees, with such love for me, my Nityananda Prabhu. But I am so unfortunate that I was never able to meet them. I was never able to see them. I was never able to exchange love with such great souls who were the father of my dear consort. She began to uncontrollably weep. She was not able to sleep. But then, by the divine mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, she entered into a sleeping state. In the house of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati here in Ekachakra Gram. And just then, she had the most wonderful dream. She saw the house of Hadai Pandit in its original splendor. It was so beautiful. It appeared as if it was constructed by Vishwakarma, the architect of demigods himself. And she looked around and she saw Ekachakra when it was in its full glory at the time of Nityananda Prabhu's descent. And there was Hadai Pandit. And there was Padmavati. And they had so many attendants and servants and assistants all lovingly serving them and all lovingly trying to bring happiness to Nityananda Prabhu. And she saw Hadai Pandit and Padmavati embracing and giving all their love to Lord Nityananda. And then she saw them come to Vasudha, her sister, and give their blessings and love to her. And then they came to Janava herself, and with so much affection, so much love, they began to bless Janava Devi and show great love to her as the consort of their beloved Nityananda Prabhu. And how they were crying in ecstatic love to see Lord Nityananda Prabhu with Vishuddha and Janava, showering their blessings. In this way, Janava Devi's great heart's desire was fulfilled. She met them. They accepted her and blessed her. Try to understand this, dear Vaishnavas. Janava Devi at this time was the acharya of all the Vaishnavas, the greatest devotees. Rupa, Sanatan, Jiva Goswami, all of these people, Narottam Das, Srinivas, everyone was worshipping Janava Devi. Millions and millions of Vaishnavas considered her guru. But yet her heart was so filled with ecstatic happiness just to be appreciated and receive the affection from Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. This is the simplicity and the humility of a pure Vaishnava. But then, to her great dismay, she woke up. And all she saw around her was the empty, dark ruins of Ekachakra. But then again, she entered into sleep. And this time she saw the beauty of Ekachakra, that the river Jamuna was flowing with such crystal clear waters and so many lotus flowers. And there were the most beautiful auspicious trees, tamal trees, bakula trees, banyan trees on both sides. And there was the singing of birds and the humming of bees. And in a beautiful forest, there was a throne made of gold and jewels. And what did she see on that throne? She saw Lord Nityananda Prabhu sitting in all his glory. And on one side was Vishuddha, and on one side was herself. And beautiful celestial maidens who looked like gopis. They were worshipping Nityananda Prabhu and offering him all sorts of articles. They were offering him garland after garland after garland of beautiful forest flowers growing from Ekachakra Gram. They were offering arti. They were offering sandalwood. They were offering all sorts of scents and fragrances and perfumes. They were offering chewing spices. And Nityananda Prabhu was taking those chewing spices, chewing them, and then giving them to Janava Devi to chew herself. All of Janava Devi's desires were being fulfilled here in Ekachakra Gram. And then she woke from the dream. And again she saw all around the ruins of Ekachakra. Some years later, Birbhadra Acharya, who was the son of Lord Nityananda, came here. And he erected a beautiful temple. And he began this village called Birbhadrapur, or Birchandrapur, which is the place that we were just worshipping the beautiful deity of Bankim Rai. And gradually, Gaudiya Vaishnavas began to come back to Ekachakra, just to live in the holy place where their worshipable Lord, the king of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Nityananda Prabhu, is eternally performing his loving pastimes. Actually, after this wonderful dream, a voice came to Janava Devi and told her that now she should return to Karadaha. So after Janava, Narottam, and all the other great Vaishnavas toured this wonderful land of Ekachakra as we are doing today, they all returned to their respectful places